Hello there. My name is Scott.
And I am Steve.
And we are Clue Records, and this is Clue Records Presents.
Yep.
So welcome.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome to us and our world. We've got an hour's worth of music.
And chat.
Yeah. Just under an hour's now, because you've had like a minute's worth almost now.
Yeah.
Feels like a minute, it's only been 30 seconds, that's the way this thing goes. We're going to tell you about lots of things. So we've got two releases coming up, one by Ollers and Drugs, one by Narcs. We're going to play both them songs. We've got Record Store Day stuff, Live at Leeds stuff, Long Division stuff, parties,
just so much things to update you on and just to tell you about.
But we're going to kick off with an amazing song by a band called The Doos, and it's called Helpful. What do you keep saying that for? Seem doubtful. Taking tips from friends is helpful. I don't think that well. That was The Doos with Helpful. Doos, I think it's The Doos. It's got to be The Doos, hasn't it?
It's got to be.
Wouldn't be The Doors. Because
nah,
it's D-O apostrophe S.
Isn't it? Yeah, I reckon it's The Doos.
So it's The Doos.
I like the name, The Doos.
To do run, 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 to do run,
that's
run.
That's it, yeah. That's what it
reminds you. So yeah, they. I'm sure we played them before, but that is a new single out on Philophobia Music. But also all proceeds of sales of that are going to Mind Charity, which is a mental health charity. So if you like it, go and buy it, and then you're doing something good.
Yeah, you can feel good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So yeah, check them out on Facebook. It's The Doos.
The Doos Band.
Band.
Yeah, yeah. And they'll be on the Philophobia Bandcamp.
Yeah, they certainly will.
So check that out.
Go and have a look and a listen and all of it, and a share.
Share.
And a like,
especially for charity.
Yeah,
you should just buy
and a
it
retweet
anyway.
And a favourite,
and
a DM.
Yeah,
all of it.
All of those. A reblog. Is that one? Should
yeah,
be.
Man. Let's.
It is now.
Yeah.
Reblog it.
I'll reblog it on my blog.
Do it.
So get reblogging.
Yep.
So yeah, welcome to another edition of Clue Records Presents.
We're here again.
We are here again, and we have got, as we said at the start, loads of good songs by loads of good bands. And stuff to talk about, so should we talk about one of those things now?
I reckon we probably should.
So the next song we're going to play is by a band called Narcs.
That is a band.
So hopefully you will be familiar with the name in some way, because they are signed to Clue Records.
Yeah.
And we are Clue Records, so I hope
it links. It's yeah. all coming together.
So they're putting out a new single, which is a double A-side of Coast to Coast. and Souvenir, which are from their Emmy Award winning debut album, Two Birds, One Stone Later. It didn't win an Emmy.
Should have.
Yeah, it wasn't nominated.
No taste.
Well, I know, we have no taste. So, yeah, the songs are excellent, and you'll hear Souvenir in a moment. They are playing a launch show.
A launch
show. To launch this song.
Yeah.
Into the stratosphere, into orbit.
Wow.
Yorkshire orbit. And that's going to be on April the 4th.
Soon.
So, yeah, it's like it's not the 1st or the 2nd or the 3rd of April. It's the 4th day in April.
The 4th day.
Which lands on a Friday this time.
It does.
Doesn't always.
No, it probably moves each year.
It can, tends to.
Yeah.
Not done any research on that, though, so I'll just have to take your word for it. But this time it happens on April the 4th.
Yeah.
Playing with In Satellites.
Oh, yeah.
Who we're fans of.
Yeah.
And it's at the library in town.
Very good.
360 Club.
I always like it there.
So, yeah, go along. They've got tickets. If you want one, just message them. And I'm going to go. I think, will I go? I'll probably go.
Yeah. I'll be on holiday, so I can't.
Oh, here we go. Oh, all right. Swan about, yes. Yeah.
Swanning about.
I'll do all the work, NSD. Yeah, you go yeah. And swan
pass
around.
It pass it to you.
Yeah. Right, so yeah, go. And yeah. I'll see you there. And we'll slag Steve off behind his back and we'll just say, oh man, yeah, he is, isn't he though?
All those words.
All of them?
Yeah.
Not the good ones.
No. Real
so
bad.
To get you in the mood, and like on your holiday you'll probably bring back a souvenir, won't you, Steve?
I might do actually, yeah.
So you can't bring back this song as a souvenir.
Right.
Because it's not physical.
Right.
It's an online souvenir.
Yeah.
Digital download only.
I could download it, put it on a disc, and then bring it back.
All right, burning music illegally, are you?
Yeah.
But don't. Is what I'd say. That don't.
What if you wanted to like listen to it in your car or something?
Put your headphones in.
While driving.
Yeah.
Don't know if that's the safest thing in the world.
Well, what's unsafe about that? Are we green highway green. Yeah. Big jolly like green giant, come on!
Jolly green
tell me what. Tell me what's unsafe about it.
Nothing, Scott. It's perfectly fine.
Well, you weren't saying that a minute ago. So you need to make your mind up, sunshine.
I'm confused.
Well,
I'm confused.
That's not my fault.
No.
So this is it.
Yeah.
Nats souvenir. It's out on April 1st, and it's backed up by 3 live tracks of a live session that was recorded at Leeds College of Music, and there's videos for each of those, and there'll be videos for these coming. For now, listen to it, enjoy it, and we'll tell you a little bit more on the other side of it. To the
and that was Narcs with Souvenir. And you can find Narcs on Facebook. You look for facebook.com/Narcs Band. And basically, if you look for Narcs Band on any social media website, so Twitter as well, look for @Narcs Band and you will find them there.
Yep, so the single's out on 1st of April. If you listen to it beforehand, it's up for pre-sale, so you can get it now up for pre-order. After that, you can just get it straight away. So it's Coast to Coast, Souvenir, and then 3 live tracks done in a live session at Leeds College of Music with the wonderful Reckless Curiosity, who've done a brilliant job on. I've seen 2 of the videos so far, and we've put those out so for Tallgrass and Sandchild. So yeah, go and check them out and get it if you want it. There's stuff online for Narcs, so you can get their album still. I think we've got their album online for like £5 or £6, something like that.
Yeah.
T-shirts aren't much more. And if you buy any physical product and Narcs merchandise, you will receive a bonus CD.
You do.
And what's on the bonus CD?
It's a compilation, isn't it?
You know what's it called?
It is now called. Now that's what Narcs calls music.
Yeah. So there you go. On there are 13 tracks. So bands including the Ainsley Band, Oz and Drugs, Esper Scout, Fold, Forever Cult, Humans as Ornaments, In Satellites, Koala, one of those Narcs live session tracks is on it, Nose, Trees and Kings, Two Trick Horse and The Witch Hunt are all on it. So if you buy anything, we'll post you one.
Get that included?
Included, no extra
CD.
Charge, yeah.
Amazing.
So a bunch of amazing songs by some excellent bands.
Yeah.
So yeah, the Narcs are also playing live at Leeds.
They are.
3rd of May.
Beginning of May, yeah.
And they just got the slot, so they're confirmed to be, they're playing the Brudenell Social Club at 12:30. So get your wristband and get down there early and get some good Brudenell beer.
Yeah.
Oz and Drugs also confirmed for that, so I think they're playing Leeds Mine. At 12:30 as well, so you're gonna have to split your loyalty, split your difference. Yeah. What you're gonna do?
Yeah,
make your decision. Let us know. Tweet us, and we'll tweet back saying, "Good decision."
Well,
whatever
done.
You say, yeah. We'll say good decision, man.
Yeah.
We'll see you there.
We'll agree with you.
Even though we might beat the other, or we might have to go to a neutral site.
Oh yeah,
to keep
true.
All parties happy.
That's true.
Yeah, and keeping on live at Leeds tip. Tip, whoa, that was so
cool.
Oh, keeping
tip.
On a live at Leeds
oh,
tip.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, man.
Check Scott out.
Tips for your live at Leeds tips. Forever Cult are playing Milo's about 5:30. So just freaking out on that cool tip, man.
That cool tip, that's amazing tip.
Just greasing up and down the sidewalks. slicking away with your fly... shoes,
yeah,
pumps,
yeah,
the fly pumps,
I like them,
slicking,
yeah,
greasing
I love
around
my fly pumps.
Oh man, just on it. I'm always on a fly pump tip.
I just can't stop myself. It's every day.
It's just you are just a constant fly pump tipper. Just,
well, you know, you gotta be.
Well, it's hard not to be sometimes. Well, that's how you were born.
Well, yeah, these things happen.
Speaking of fly pump tippers,
yeah,
and being born, we were born in a place called Teesside, Stockton on Tees in Teesside.
We were.
And a lot of people don't know where that is, but if you know where Middlesbrough is,
yeah,
it's right next to that. But that's not good enough. It's its own place. It's Stockton-on-Tees. So that's your lesson.
Remember that.
But in Middlesbrough, we're going to talk about that for a little while.
Right.
Do you know who's been announced to play in Middlesbrough?
I have seen this news, but I'll let you announce it because I was pretty amazed when I found out.
It's D-O-double-G, isn't it?
Can't believe it. My God.
Snoop Dogg is playing in Middlesbrough.
In Middlesbrough. That is amazing.
Superb.
That. Can you,
so.
Just see him walking around Linthorpe Road during the day.
Hey,
just
man. Having. We're going to get Palmo, man. That's going to be Snoop. If you don't know what Palmo Snoop's is, tweet us and ask us, and we'll send you a description. It's an amazing piece of takeaway.
Well, soon,
food.
Snoop will be tweeting about it because he'll.
It'd be Instagram. He's a big Instagrammer.
Yeah. Oh, he'll have loads of pictures off it then, won't he?
Just all
just
of the pictures.
Just loads of Palmos all over the place.
He puts strange things on Instagram.
Right.
He once put a picture up of, it was Rihanna, which is fair enough, but a picture of Rihanna.
Yeah.
But stood cuddling into Tupac.
All right. Nice.
Yeah.
What, he had like a big What, did you superimpose Tupac on?
Yeah,
I think
somebody else had done it.
Cut out or something?
No, it was somebody had actually sort of merged or imposed the pictures together.
Photoshopped
so it looks like they'd actually met.
And then he posted it.
Yeah.
That's nice, isn't
you're thinking,
it?
Snoop, man, Pac was your dog, and now you're like, just saying, oh, yeah, cool, here he is with Rihanna, when he's not, he's dead.
Yeah. He's
just
a hologram,
a
isn't he?
Yeah, no. But you can't cuddle a hologram.
Well, you can't.
No.
No, you can't.
No, you can't hug a shadow.
This is true. This is true. But Snoop in Middlesbrough?
Gets lonely out there, Steve.
Scott's kind of like gone distant now. He's looking into you.
How do you tell a child that someone's died, Steve?
How did that come from?
How do you tell him?
I don't know, Scott. How would you tell him?
Why
is this question come up?
I was listening. It's a song by the Black Lips.
All right. Okay.
I was listening the other day and I was like, "How do you, God?"
And that's the name of the song.
Yeah.
And how do the lyrics go?
How do you tell a child that someone has died? Yeah, they give you a couple of examples.
So what do they tell us?
Just say that he looked like whoever it was. Like I think somebody's teacher went or somebody's dad went, and it's like just they love you very much.
Right.
But they're on God's clock, not yours or mine.
Right.
So that's basically it. It's hard out there.
It's a tough world. It's a tough world.
In Middlesbrough.
Yeah, Middlesbrough.
And in the dark avenues of death and depression.
Yes.
There are often back alleys, ways out.
All right, yeah.
Some of them are really dark, so there'd be like a black alley.
Black, they would.
And in those ones, you'll find a band called Black Alley.
Right.
And they sing a song called Anna Never Looked Better.
All right, excellent.
So we're going to play that now.
Well, let's do it.
That was Black Alley with Anna Never Looked Better. Find them online, Stephen, where?
Facebook, yeah, facebook.com/Black Alley Band.
Yeah, so go give them a like, and there's a good video that joins that song.
Yeah, and I should say it's Ali without an E.
You should.
So you don't go to some other random page.
Yeah, so go and check him out. Joe works at East Leeds FM. I met him a while ago at last year's Live at Leeds Unconference. And he's a nice young gentleman.
Very good.
Yeah, and they're a good band. They had sort of acoustic stuff up before, but that's the first proper recorded track I've heard. So yeah,
excellent. Check them out.
It's all good.
Yeah,
it's all good. Baby, baby, just sticking on that fly.
It's just yeah.
Sneakers tip.
Just always getting tips in.
Just tips
everywhere.
So yeah. I've been watching TV recently.
All right. Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, just every now and then.
Yeah, and I watched a film.
All right, brilliant.
Yeah.
So you're gonna review this film for me.
Yeah, let's do it. This
let's
is
do it.
It.
All right, let's do it. Yes, we're off to the pictures. It's a feeling that can't be beat. One ticket, please. But it's so expensive. How much? I smuggle in my drinks and sweets. Rocky still on. Okay, then that's our jingle for a film review. So Scott, what film are you gonna?
World War
review?
Z.
World War Z.
Yeah, Z, if you're American.
World War Z. I can't say I've seen it. I've not read the book either, actually.
Have you not read the book?
No, it's one of those books I've been meaning to read. It's on my list.
How big's your list?
It's probably pretty big, actually.
What else is on the list?
What else would be on the list? Some more Chuck, Palahniuk.
Palahniuk.
I worked out the other day.
I've not read any of Palahniuk's stuff.
Chuck. Good old Chuck.
Palahniuk.
That's the one.
I've read his stuff.
Palahniuk, honestly, go on his website. I had a look at this the other day because I was wondering how you pronounce his surname.
What you should do is read his books instead of reading on his website how to say his name. Doesn't matter how you say his name.
So there's a couple of his books I want to read.
Chuck Palahniuk.
Yeah, and there's a few more Irvine Welsh books I want to read. And then when I get through them, World War Z's going to be on the list.
Okay, well, the book's reasonably good.
Right.
I enjoyed the book. But when you read the book, you're like, how is this going to be a film? It's not going to be a film. Don't know, yeah. It's not going to work. Right. And then Brad Pitt's in it, so you're like, oh, right.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Well, I didn't think that. But, you know, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Because he's in it.
Right.
And people will watch it because he's in it.
Right.
So he's in it, and then it happens, and then it's just, like, not very good.
It happens. So there's, what, zombies everywhere?
Yeah.
And that's it?
Pretty much. Like, it's just a bit rubbish,
right?
Yeah.
Is it like the book at all?
No.
No. Doesn't even follow.
No.
Apart from it's got zombies in it.
Yeah.
Excellent. So out of 10.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
No.
Just can't rate it.
It's like on Billboard posters. You know what it says?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Like, amazing 5 stars. Like
Heat magazine.
Stupendous. Yeah. Good. Stupendous 7 stars. Like, yeah. Oh man, need to see these films. But then I always think, I watch it and I'm like, that was terrible. And so then I wonder, like, that's one word taken out of a review.
Yeah.
So is the review like, it's amazing this film was allowed to be put out in cinema. Yeah, it is so bad. And they're like, so well, just crop out the other words and leave in amazing.
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. This is a stupendous film if you were an idiot. Oh, well, if we keep this is a stupendous film, then it's still a genuine quote.
It is a quote.
5 stars. Five stars out of 1,000 stars. It is that bad. 7 stars. 7 stars out of all of the stars in the solar system and skies. So it's, yeah.
But your
I have to wonder.
Very succinct review would be?
Mine would be, would you like to give the score out of 10? No.
Right.
That's mine.
But it's not good. Or it is good.
I can't expand on my review any further.
Excellent. There we are.
You make your own mind
own
up on that.
Conclusions.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is bad. It is bad.
There's no getting around
but
that.
But I'm not going to say that. You won't catch me saying that, Stephen.
Nah.
God, it's terrible.
You're not going to tie him down to that.
No way. No way. Don't quote me on that. But, I mean, I can be quoted as saying, it's awful. Oh, it's got awful.
You didn't buy it, did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't buy it.
Watch it.
No, I watched it, returned it to the Blockbuster DVD store.
Right, excellent.
Are they still open?
I don't know. Didn't they go bust? Well, I don't know.
They didn't. They didn't answer the door.
Right. But they've got World War Z if they ever
no,
do return.
No, I got it from somewhere else. I got it from somewhere else and tried to take it back there.
Well, that was a stupid one there.
Well, I didn't want it.
You just gave it to whoever it would.
Excuse me, this is a bad film. I give it 9 out of 10 out of... I didn't give it a score. Out of 10. That's how bad it is. Well, sir, you could have given it 7 out of 10. No, I'm refusing to confirm whether I'm giving 0 or 1 or 7 or 9 or 8 or 1.
Excellent. No scores allowed.
No, scores are allowed.
Right, but you're just not going to give one?
Yeah.
Right.
I'd probably give it 3 out of 10. If I had, but I'm not going to score it.
Don't quote him.
Don't quote
it's
me.
It's not
on
3
that.
Out of 10.
No, I will not be pin.
Hypothetically.
Not even hypothetically. Right, I will not be pinpointed to a score. You, I'm just not having that, Stephen.
Right,
but
okay.
3 out of 10, I'd say. Yes, we're off to the pictures. It's a feeling that can't be beat. One ticket, please. But it's so, so expensive. How much? If I smuggle in my drinks and sweets. Rocky still on. So that was World War Z.
That's it.
Go
summarized.
Watch it. Yep.
A reviewed, in-depth review.
See if you agree when you watch it.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a song.
Let's do it.
It's enough talking. It's by Luke Rathbone.
Okay.
And it's called Soft. So it was Luke Rathbone with Soft. Steve was laughing at me before because I just said this is Luke Rathbone with
just,
Soft.
It was just to the point. It was your face as well. Oh, listeners won't be able to see that, but it was just dead focused and factual.
It was?
To the point.
Yeah, but I said you can't laugh at facts.
You can't laugh at facts. Well, you probably can.
No, you can't.
Well, yeah.
No, don't, just don't, Steve.
Just don't laugh, is it? Is it rules?
It's not, no, it's not rules, it's facts.
It's facts. Brilliant.
It's a fact that you cannot laugh at facts.
Right.
Fact. You laughed at the fact, Stephen.
Oh, man. I'm rubbish at this.
You are?
But it was very factual. That was Luke Rathbone with Soft.
Yeah.
Where can you find
him? Were you laughing at the word soft? I bet you were, weren't
no.
you?
Nah.
Steve.
Why would I laugh at that?
Oh, how way, man.
How way.
You need to grow up, you know.
Get so your, immature.
Get your mind out, so of, the, out, of, the, out of the gutter. Guttering. Terrible. Luke Rathbone, soft.
Yeah.
Look at you laughing. He's not laughing. He's laughing now. So Luke is an American gentleman.
American?
Yeah, he sent us a message, like, ages ago, an email ages ago with the songs and stuff. And I had it for ages, but I just forgot. So there it is. Thanks for getting in touch, Luke. And
excellent.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
Strong.
And you can find him on Facebook. You can. Facebook.com/... Luke Rathbone.
Luke Rathbone, the Bourne has an E on it.
Yeah.
But no U in it,
like Bourne.
Jason Bourne,
like
yeah.
Jason Bourne.
Who also has a fantastic solo album out at the moment.
Fantastic solo album?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard this.
You've not listened to that?
No.
Oh, it's the supremacy of me, Jason Bourne.
I've not heard that.
That's the title track.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Why
oh, it's my soliloquy of me, Jason Bourne.
Does every song sound a bit like that?
No, it's still that. It's just different hook just, in the chorus. That.
Right, yeah. All right, I'll have to find that.
Jason Bourne. I was born like a superhero, saving people all around the world. I was born that way, Jason Bourne.
Wow, that man is a talented songwriter.
Yeah, well, I think there's a team behind him.
It must be. That's not one man's work.
No, you can't write those songs on your own.
It's too good. Too good.
Yeah.
Good lyrics as well, I like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent, right?
Woke up this morning.
Okay.
I watched Jason Bourne. Saved some dudes. Cause I was Jason Bourne. Cause I'm Jason. Jason Baby Bourne. Cause I was born like a baby. But I was born a man. The man's Jason Bourne.
Amazing. It's got like a blues twang to
that. That one does.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Riffing on the old blues notes.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exciting. Well, exciting stuff.
I can't believe he had that. I didn't even know that was out.
So thanks to Luke Rathbone. Thanks to Jason Bourne.
Yeah. And the writers behind Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
For sharing that musical genius.
He's coming out with he's got the Supremacy coming out soon. Supremacy album.
Supremacy album?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But we might have something off that next month.
Brilliant.
Wait
and
see.
Let's do it. There we are.
Thanks, Luke.
Thank you very much.
April is upon us.
It is upon us.
What happens in April?
April Fool's Day.
Correct.
Yeah. Record Store Day.
That does as well, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
That's correct. 3 out of 3 ain't bad, Steve. Like that, it's like a Meatloaf song, but not, isn't it? 3 out of 3 ain't bad. It's like Meatloaf, mate. 3 out of 3 is really good.
Yeah, no, that's pretty good. It's 100%.
100%.
You can't ask for any more, Meatloaf.
No, you can't, mate. Come on.
He just ain't bad. He's got high standards.
He wants 4 out of 3, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
He orders 3 things off a menu, and he wants like a bonus.
Yeah, donut. He wants like when you get like free poppadoms or something when you get a takeaway, doesn't he?
Terrible.
That's what he wants.
You get, and then he gets them and they're cold.
Yeah.
It's like, he wanted them fresh. It was like, you didn't order them meat.
Yeah, no.
You did not
he's
order
always
them.
Doing that. God.
I mean, I like him.
Yeah, he's all right. He's
don't
good.
Get me wrong.
Yeah, and he wrote some good songs, but. Yeah.
Like 3 out of 3 ain't bad. Yeah.
Your melodies are great.
I know. I've been working on them ready for tonight.
Dead accurate. Dead accurate. So anyway, Record Store Day, April
19th.
April 19th.
So we've been in touch with Jumbo Records.
Yep.
The wonderful Jumbo Records, based in Leeds, Merrion Centre.
St John's Centre.
I always get them too confused. Yeah.
They are close to each other.
So. They are very close to each other. So St John's Centre, Jumbo Records. Yep. It's an awesome record shop. Stocks our gear anyway.
It does.
And on the 19th, we've been a couple of times before and queued round the block.
We have, at like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yep, daft o'clock.
Yep. And then it's all been sold out by the time we got there.
Well, no.
We've got some stuff.
Yeah.
There was one year when, that was when you couldn't make it in the morning, and then pretty much everything you asked for had already gone.
And it turned up and like
it was in the afternoon. To be fair, it was in the afternoon.
You're right, mate. Have you got any of them dead rare things left? Oh, they're sold out within minutes, sorry. Oh, so you've not got them like 4 weeks later, where you're playing at? Call yourself a record star.
I know. Rubbish.
So, yeah. So this time, go. Be there early. Decide what you want. Decide on some B-sides, you could call them. Things that you're not your first choice, but you'd like to come away with.
Yeah, you need a backup.
And if you're queuing at Jumbo, they are making a zine.
Yeah.
For Record Store Day.
Brilliant.
And at
good
least
idea.
1,000 copies.
Yeah.
And we're gonna have a double page spread in there.
We're gonna be in there.
It's gonna be fun, kids.
It's gonna be amazing.
So you'll be able to play a game.
Yes.
When you get it with the page I've designed.
Yeah.
So and the other ones, that's one page, and the other page, I believe it's gonna have an illustration, which may be of our faces, and it's gonna have a download code. An exclusive download code in each to a 9-track sampler.
9 tracks?
Yeah.
Free.
For now. So you just get hold of one and like, you're tapping it on your phone, on your internet.
And your thing, on that internet web thing.
Yeah, and you just download your songs.
And it's there.
And they're all yours.
To keep.
And you don't have to give them back.
Wow.
You don't have to take them back to Blockbusters.
You don't have to return them after so many days.
No, they're free. They're
yours.
You
don't get a fine if you don't.
No, and every time you play them, like you don't have to say like, oh, I should probably pay it this time. Just it's all right.
It's yours.
Yeah,
keep it.
Just keep playing it.
Do what you want.
Play it again.
Brilliant.
Play it again, Sam.
As many times
and,
as you want.
Like other people there that aren't called Sam.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, go down to Jumbo and Record Store Day, and pick one of these bad boys. Let's call them a bad boy up.
Yeah.
It's not a bad boy. It's a zine.
Yeah.
And get one.
Get one. Do it. Why not? April 19th, go and support Jumbo as well.
Yeah.
Important day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some good releases, actually. Can't remember what now.
One Direction.
Of day. Yeah, obviously.
Massively important that we support those guys.
Got to support them. I mean, they need support, really, because they're really struggling.
It's hard times for all those independents, independent labels, bands, musicians.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's been a tricky year so far for those guys.
Ah, oh, tough.
But yeah, go out and get your records.
Do it.
Shortly after that,
yeah,
we will be releasing a single by a band called Dollars and Drugs.
We will.
And we're going to play you the B-side to it now.
Exclusive.
An exclusive play of the B-side. And then we'll tell you more about it on the other side. So this is Dollars and Drugs with Handicapped.
So hard now to find the first one. It's
Fools on Drugs.
There we are. Exclusive track.
Handicapped.
B-side.
Handicapped. I don't know. Handicapped.
Yeah.
E, more of an E, even though it's with an I.
Oh, I see. Where. Yeah, I was wondering what you were meaning there.
Don't know.
Yeah.
But it's the B-side.
It is.
To the A-side.
It is.
Which is Nervous.
Yeah.
So that's out on April 28th. Pre-orders will be coming soon. And there's another B-side of the Nervous acoustic demo as well. So yeah, 300 limited edition copies made of that single.
Yep.
And we're giving some free stuff away with the first few that are pre-ordered as well. So get in early.
That's the moral of that story.
It is. Clearrecords.bandcamp.com.
That's one. And All Us and Drugs, facebook.com/ All Us and Drugs.
Twitter @ All Us and Drugs.
Yep.
Instagram @ All Us and Drugs. SoundCloud @ All Us and Drugs.
Just everywhere, All Us and Drugs.
Not everywhere, no.
Really?
Not on WordPress, see? Where, are you going to find them on WordPress?
True.
Do you going to retract your everywhere
statement? They're not on everywhere. They're on the majority of sites.
That's also incorrect.
Really?
Yeah. Vine. They're not on Vine.
They're not on there.
They're not on... What else aren't they on? Flipboard. I don't think they have a profile there, but they're not on there.
They're not on
there. They're not on Snapchat.
Aren't they?
No, they're not on... What else aren't they on? There's lots of things.
Oh, right. Well, the things that they are
there's
on...
The blogs, like, yeah, there's a blog spot, general blogs. They're not on there.
Right.
Blog, they don't have a blog spot.
They're not on there, so don't look at them.
So you're going to retract...
Just don't search them on
there. You're going to retract your previous
Yeah, they're on some sites.
Some
sites.
Well, thanks for the specifics there.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned some of them. You mentioned most of them.
I think I gave the specifics of them, yeah. And then you said, oh, they're everywhere. Like that.
I didn't make that noise.
Sounded like that to me.
Ah, right. Excellent.
Like a horrible ringing in my ears.
Ah, there we are.
Yeah, there you did it again. Yeah. You did it again. Yeah. Oh, Stephen. So, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram,
yeah.
SoundCloud.
Yeah. YouTube.
YouTube, yeah.
YouTube.
Yeah, you got one there, I see.
Well
done. So that's we've still got a couple of copies of My Cat left as well.
Yeah.
The single.
There they are.
They are. Three.
Two.
Two, is that it?
Two.
Oh, yeah. One, yeah. So we've got two left.
Two left.
And we've got T-shirts left. There are no smalls.
No smalls.
There are a small... Is it... We've got three each of the medium and large.
Yeah.
So seriously, man.
It's dwindling.
Get in there while you can.
Yeah.
So... With regards to that single, there's a launch party. Oh, it's not really a launch party, it's more of a party where we may have some early copies available, and that is going to be on March 29th at the Black Bull in Castleford. So, if you want one, not saying they will be there, saying they might be there.
Right.
The CD is not the band, the band will be there. alongside Forever Cult, Lost Ground, Inlays, and... Static Needles, I think, and plus more TBC.
That's a big lineup.
Not TBC because it's already TBC'd. It's already BC'd.
Yeah.
So, no T, just BC. And you'll find them. Go and have a look online.
Just go. And
if it's
it.
After that, then tough, man.
Yeah.
You missed it.
Yeah, you should have been there.
So, yeah, superb.
Excellent. Love it.
So that was recorded by Dre. Did that one himself, and it's superbly recorded. And if you listen to it when you're walking, you'll get places faster.
Really?
You will.
Is it a gym song?
I don't know who Jim is. I'm
you
not
don't
met
know
him.
Gym.
But I imagine it could be.
He could
I imagine he'd probably like it. Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon you'd think it's great.
So yeah, but it's definitely it's a power
song.
Power.
To get you through.
Like that. You're like, wow. Whoa, how did I get here so fast?
Gosh.
Sometimes you just sat down and then you end up somewhere and you're like, I didn't even want to go anywhere, but it's just happened.
Just powered you where there.
Yeah, powered you where there.
Wow.
Just the rhythm controls you. The rhythm moves you. We saw them at Brudenell, didn't we, recently?
We did.
Alongside Brawlers.
Brawlers launch.
And
party.
Buzzkill.
Buzzkill. Yeah.
And the band that we're playing next.
Yeah, which are from Manchester,
yeah,
the other side of the Pennines,
yeah,
And
they are War of the Roses, AC.
Watch out.
They came over the Pennines with the red roses, and the people from Leeds went over with their white roses and went, slap you with me, rose.
That's a good history lesson.
I know. Well, somebody needs to educate these kids.
Yeah.
The kids, you need edumacating.
They do. They have now been.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah.
Slapping roses in each other's faces.
Yeah. So,
Who won, Steve? No one. There's no winners in war.
There can't be.
Even in a war of roses.
Exactly.
Going down in a war of roses.
Oh, who sang that again?
They didn't. It's Blaze of Glory, and I think.
Yeah, I know, but what's it?
Totally had you there, didn't I?
No, but what's it?
Isn't it Bon Jovi?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah. Yeah, it is.
You were far too excited at A, the wrong lyrics, and B, a Bon Jovi song.
It's Bon Jovi.
Let's move on.
Yeah, very quickly.
Introduce.
Yes, this is a band called Doctrines. And as Scott said, we saw them at Brunel a few weeks ago. And hadn't heard anything really by them beforehand.
No.
And they came on and I just, thought they were brilliant. Really enjoyed their set.
Yeah, they were good.
And so we're going to play this song, which is from their album. And it's actually the first song on the album. It's a free download. So a bit of a taster for their album.
Yeah.
And it's called Daydream. That was Doctrines with the song Daydream, which, as I said before, was a free download. It's the first song off their album, which was released last year.
Yeah.
And you can get from Bandcamp, which is doctrines.bandcamp.com, or you can find it on Facebook, which is facebook.com/doctrinesband.
If people are listening to this in the future, like 2079,
yeah.
What year, Steve? What year was that released?
2013.
Just in case.
Yeah. Well, sorry, I'm just presuming, aren't I?
I know, you are.
Yeah, this podcast could be massive in the future.
Or like some sort of comedy article, in the unintended way.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is put it in one of those underground vessels.
Oh, like a time capsule thing.
That's exactly what I meant.
Right.
But couldn't find the words to say.
There we go.
So yeah, I'm just going to like play into one and
play
then close
it.
Yeah, like.
So when they open it, it comes out.
Comes out in one go.
Wow, you're going to put anything else in the time capsule?
Not in that one, because it might mix up.
Yeah, probably mess up the sound waves, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Get in the way.
Yeah, so no, not in that one.
You're going to do a separate one?
I might do.
Yeah.
What would you put in a time capsule
for 2014?
Yeah. To summarise this year.
How much has happened this year, is it really?
Man, a plane's gone missing.
Yeah, so you can't put that in a time capsule.
Yeah, you can't just put nothing
in
there.
Yeah.
And when they'd open it in 2911-E1, they'd open it and be like,
11-E1?
Yeah.
That well-known number.
Well, you won't know because we're not.
So far in the future. So sorry, they'll open it
and they'll be like, "Oh man, plane went missing in 2014. It's not in here."
That's true. I don't know what else I'd put in. What albums have there been this year? Particularly amazing.
That is a question I cannot answer.
I can't think at the moment of one
I've enjoyed the Real Estate album.
Yeah, I've enjoyed that.
But to say it's remarkable is...
I know, like worthy of putting in a time capsule.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd probably go back to last year and put the Fat White Family album in.
Right.
That's the next
one. Is that your
tip?
Is that yes?
Just going up on a Fly record tip.
Fly record tip right there for you.
I'd put in a ticket stub for a Snoop Dogg gig at...
In Middlesbrough,
yeah.
You could do that, couldn't you?
Some people will remember what that was like and think about what it might have been like.
It's going to be a significant event in the history of music in the North East.
My history.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not much I'd put in.
I'd probably put some, like, caplets.
Caplets?
Yeah, like little tablets.
All right.
Just put them in them. Then, like a Russian doll thing.
All right, yeah.
And just keep trying to get like ones that are slightly smaller than the time capsule.
Yeah.
And obviously hollow until the final one is just like a little
tiny
little paracetamol. Maybe an ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny how people say ibuprofen? See, how do you say ibuprofen?
I say ibuprofen.
Only because I said it now.
I
remember you said it earlier, like it poofy.
I don't say like because I don't understand why people call it that.
Well, I know that's what I'm saying now, but we've disproved the myth we're trying to create by both getting it correct.
Yeah, it's ibuprofen, surely.
It is.
I can't even think how you pronounce the other one. How do you say it?
That it's say it wrong.
Yeah.
Ibuprofen. I've heard people say ibuprofen.
Right. Yeah. It's not that.
No.
If you're listening, which you will be, because obviously you're hearing this.
Yeah.
You don't pronounce it like that.
No.
Yeah. There we go. There's quite a lot of teaching going on in this podcast.
Teaching, stroke preaching.
Yeah. Yeah, but we had a history lesson.
Yeah.
Which was good. I learned something from that history.
Was that
lesson,
the Jason Bourne part? That was a part of history that we'll never forget. That's what I put in the time capsule.
Jason Bourne?
Yeah. No, just his records, just records. His music, yeah. In the history lesson, we could put in a white rose and a red rose.
Yeah,
Lovingly entwined together because people from Leeds and Manchester now love each other.
Of course they do.
So, everything's happy, happy, happy. Everybody's happy.
There you go. That's the happy song by Scott Lewis.
Just a snippet.
Yeah, and part. Not getting the whole thing.
So, I'm going to talk a little bit about Wakefield before we go out.
Yeah, because we haven't got long.
No, so Long Division Festival is coming up later on in the year.
It is.
And there's going to be announcements on, I believe, April 16th.
It's all happening in April.
I know. And I think there's a live gig to commemorate that, but to say, here, come to some music and find out at the same time, mate.
Brilliant.
Find out more about that. I think it's taking place at the Hop, but there's stuff going on at a new record shop in Wakefield.
All right.
Which is called Wawa Records.
Ah, cool.
And we're going to get stocked up in there.
Brilliant.
And also, Post-War Glamour Girls are playing at the Hop.
All right.
With support from Forever Cult.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, unbelievable. Can't remember the date.
Brilliant. Is it April?
Reliable as ever. I think it's April 5th. Yeah. Man, it totally is. Memories.
What? Like, all just flooded back there.
Oh, my mind.
It was like a light bulb went off in your head there.
Faded, misty, watercolored, faded memories.
You're in a very singing mood today.
Of the future that hasn't happened yet, but I remembered the date I needed to. I am quite singy today.
Yeah, you've wrote some amazing tunes.
Yeah.
In the last hour.
So yeah, got that April 5th, and if it's not April 5th, I apologise to everyone involved.
Yeah,
but it's especially April, the people who go there saying, "Oh man, I can't wait for this. Gonna be class!" And then
it doesn't happen.
Doesn't happen. So this song is by Tropic of Youth,
right?
And it is called Hot Season.
Hot Season.
Yeah.
Okay.
like a Cajun spice.
Oh, I get it.
Bit of hot seasoning.
Ah, I like that. That's good.
And this was, I received this, played it, liked it. It's on a summer tip. Found one of those summer hot tips.
Wow, it's just full of tips.
Summer hot season tip.
It's just got so many tips.
So yeah, wait until the sun's shining. Yeah. If it's raining at the time you listen to this podcast, listen to it anyway, but remember it for when it's sunny.
Yeah.
So this is it.
Right.
Thank you and goodbye.
Yeah, it's the end of the show.
Yeah, goodbye. All right.
Thanks, people. Bye. Oh.